Now, boys and girls, we're still going through that part of the Bible that's called the Acts of the Apostles. And you remember it's called that because we're told how the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ and other people who believed in our Lord Jesus Christ, how they went everywhere telling men and women about Jesus Christ and how he had died for people's sins, and that people were to believe in him in order to be saved from their sins. We've looked at some of those people, Peter, of course, and Paul. An awful lot of the Acts of the Apostles has to do with the Apostle Paul, and Barnabas, who was a very great friend of Paul, and Timothy as well. Many of the people that were told about in the Acts of the Apostles, and many of the things that they did, and many of the places that they went to and preached the gospel and told people about our Lord Jesus Christ. You remember how that man Philip, he had gone to Samaria and he had preached the gospel there. And then there were others who went to Antioch and Philippi and Thessalonica and Athens, all the places that they went to preach the gospel of our Lord. Now, this morning I want to tell you about another one of the places that Paul went to and how he performed one of his greatest works that he ever performed when he was in that place. This was called Troas, and the miracle, for it was a miracle that he performed on a young boy, and this young boy probably wouldn't have been much older than some of you. Now, what happened was this. When Paul left the city of Corinth, then he came to the city of Ephesus, and he stayed there for quite a long time. But like most other places, people didn't want to hear what Paul was saying, and he had to leave the city of Ephesus, and so he came to the town of Troas. Now, he came to Troas on the Lord's Day, on the day when the people there were going to meet together, because there were Christians already in Troas, and they were going to meet together, it says, for the breaking of bread. Now, you know what that is. That's the Lord's table, or the communion, as we call it. And they had gathered together there in order to break bread, in order to worship the Lord and remember our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it was night time, or it was evening when they met together, because people in those days didn't have holidays like we have today. And so probably they had to work in the morning, and the only time they could come together to worship was in the evening. We're also told that there were a lot of lights burning in the place. Now, you know what happens, and we know what happens in here. Sometimes it gets very warm. And of course, the lights that they had in those days, they weren't electric lights like ours. They were torches. And as these torches would be burning, the place would have been getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And then you know this, perhaps, that when a torch burns, or when anything burns, it eats up the oxygen, the stuff that we need to breathe in. And so as the meeting went on and Paul was preaching on, and Paul really preached when he started to preach, and he was preaching and preaching, and there was a little boy there called, what was his name? Anyway, the little boy was there, and Eutychus. And Eutychus was there, and he was sitting in one of the open windows. It was upstairs, and probably couldn't get anywhere to sit, and so he sat up crouched in the window. But you remember what was happening? These torches were burning. It was getting warmer. And Eutychus fell asleep. Well, it was a dangerous place to fall asleep, because he was on a window ledge upstairs in this room. And suddenly, Eutychus fell out of the window. And when he fell out of the window, he fell onto the ground below. There must have been a terrible thud when he fell on the ground. And the people were frightened. They ran out to see what had happened to Eutychus. And in fact, boys and girls, he had been killed when he fell out of the window. But Paul said, "Let me come to him." The Bible tells us how he took him and he embraced him in his arms. And he would have prayed to the Lord. And what happened was this. Eutychus, who had been dead, was raised again from the dead. Now remember, these men like Paul and Peter and so on, God gave them very special gifts, and that was one of the very, very special gifts that he gave. And so there were those, not many, but there were those times in the pages of the Acts of the Apostles where God gave these men power even to bring someone back from the dead. And that's what had happened with Eutychus, And so they came back up into the service again, into where the church had gathered together, and Eutychus, great work had been done. And what do you think they did? They just started to worship God all over again. Because you see, the most important thing is that we worship the Lord our God. And it says, in fact, that Paul then began to preach, and he preached till midnight, right till 12 o'clock at night. And then they broke bread, they remembered the death of the Lord until he would come again. And then the next morning, they sent Paul off. And I would like to think that Eutychus was there when Paul was being sent off. And I'm sure he would have thanked Paul for what had happened. And I'm sure it would have made an impression on his life, boys and girls, what had happened. He had heard the gospel preached and he had seen the power of God. And we hope that Eutychus, like we hope for you, would have become a believer in our Lord Jesus Christ. So as the work of the gospel is going on, we're told the Holy Spirit of God has left these things in the Bible for us so that we know what was going on, and so indeed that we might believe in the things that God has told us. So you think of Troas, but think of Eutychus, but think of what happened that time when Paul went to that town.